Okay, moving on to their next update, which is probably the most agentic experience of them all, and that's Project Mariner. And this is a web-based AI agent that's going to be able to take action across your Chrome browser. It's going to be able to control that browser autonomously. It can navigate to different websites and even do things like fill out forms like a human would. On the Web Voyager benchmark, which is testing things like the computer use and Copilot vision of these other agentic tools, Project Mariner achieves 83.5%. It is going to operate through a Chrome extension. So again, you're going to need to be on the Chrome browser. You'll have this Chrome extension, and essentially it's going to take several screenshots for Gemini to then process of what you're looking at. Up, everybody. Welcome to another episode of the AI Marketing Navigator. This is your daily compass in the ever-evolving world of AI marketing. Okay, navigators, we are back today with another daily digest full of AI updates for you after our two-part episode with John Gilham. I hope you all enjoyed learning about originality.ai and talking about content authentication and AI content detection. Still planning on doing more interviews in the future, so definitely let me know what you think of that format and what we can do to improve it if need be. I'm always interested in the feedback. But today, again, we're just going to talk about a few really quick updates in the world of AI. As always, there's been a ton of movement in the last couple of days, primarily from OpenAI, but even more importantly and surprisingly from Google. We talked a little bit about the 12 days of OpenAI and all the announcements and features that are going to be coming from OpenAI as we lead up to Christmas. And on the 9th, that is 2 days ago as of recording this, we got the launch of Sora, the long-awaited video generation model. So we'll talk a little bit about that, and then we'll get into the incredibly impressive updates coming out of Google's AI teams. They have introduced Gemini 2.0 with a bunch of impressive features and a really impressive performance on benchmarks and comparisons to other models. But we'll also talk about other features and tools coming from Google, including something called Deep Research Agents. We'll talk more about Project Astra, which we've mentioned on this show before, which is basically Google's AR and vision-enabled, voice-enabled AI system. And then we'll talk about a couple other features and updates from Google as well, something called Project Mariner, all very much in the agentic AI space. And then finally, we'll talk about some news that is starting to answer, possibly anyway, my persistent question about who's actually adopting AI out there in the world beyond our little Twitter and tech adopter bubble. At least during this time of the year, I think we have gotten our answer. So we'll finish up our show with that. Stick around till the end, or if you must, skip ahead to hear about that story. Okay, so let's go ahead and get into it. Starting with OpenAI's 12 Days of OpenAI featuring, again, these are featuring daily live streams with new product launches and demos. We've already gotten the O1 reasoning model, the full O1 model on day one. Recently, again, on December 9th, OpenAI announced Sora, their text-to-video AI video generator. And it is impressive in many ways, but it's getting very mixed reviews, especially for the price points. You still have some pretty significant limitations at those price points. If you are a ChatGPT Plus subscriber, you're going to get up to 50 priority videos, but only at 720p resolution. So not high definition or not high resolution, and only with a 5-second maximum duration. So your videos are also going to have watermarks at that tier. So if you want to use videos in marketing content or in content creation, you're likely going to have to go with that new pro tier at the higher $200 per month. You will get 1080p resolution videos and a longer 20-second maximum duration. But again, at these price points, I wonder just how competitive Sora is going to be compared to the open source market and these other really impressive video models that have had a lot of time to kind of sharpen their edges with consumer feedback and consumer use. So anyway, if you are a ChatGPT Plus or Pro subscriber, definitely put on your list to check out Sora compared to the other models like Runway, Luma, Kling. You know, I've seen from the demos I've seen, it still struggles at a lot of the very complex human motion and movement, something like gymnastics or skiing or something like that. For instance, I saw a couple videos that were demonstrating how it struggled with those, like many video models still do. So let me know what you guys think. Okay, moving on to the significant expansion of AI capabilities, agentic AI capabilities in particular, within the Google teams and across the Google teams. primarily again with the release of Gemini 2.0, the Flash model, but also with several groundbreaking agentic AI products. So let's start with that Gemini 2.0 Flash model. It's still pretty lightweight, so that's hence the Flash name compared to others, which makes the really amazing benchmarking and performance all the more impressive. But this new model is going to have enhanced reasoning skills, an extended context window, native image and audio generation capabilities right within the chat interface, the improved ability to follow complex instructions, and then higher level integrations with like Google Search, for instance, and other third-party applications. So that's what you're getting in the new Gemini chat experience, the traditional Gemini LLM experience. But a much more exciting update for me anyway is the agentic AI experiences that are brewing. For instance, Project Astra, which is agentic in as much that it can kind of take actions based on your surroundings, but it's really an augmented reality or a video AI assistant. It has the ability to do real-time visual analysis through your camera on your phone or an AR device like AR glasses, which I think will be a primary channel and medium for these types of assistants in the future. You can have multilingual conversations directly with Project Astra as you and your device are navigating your space. And as Astra is seeing what your camera is seeing, you can have a conversation contextually about those things. It's going to integrate with Google Maps and Google Lens and Google Search. There is a limited memory retention up to 10 minutes, but still quite enough to have a very contextual conversations and get quite a few questions answered about whatever you may be looking at or whatever you might have going on around you. The next feature that they announced is something called the Deep Research Agent or Deep Research. And according to a lot of movers and personalities in the space, for instance, I saw Rowan Chang mention this earlier on Twitter. This could be kind of what does in the education system as we know it and makes these college essays and college papers that are being generated or that students are using AI to generate will kind of take them to the next level and raise the degree of quality that is necessary to pass inspection and actually impress these professors with somewhat novel and powerful writing, but more importantly, really well-cited and researched papers. And that's what this deep research agent is all about. It has the ability to do deep crawls of the web, creates multi-step research plans. And really, I think this is a movement towards a tool very much like Perplexity for Google. Okay, moving on to their next update, which is probably the most agentic experience of them all, and that's Project Mariner. And this is a web-based AI agent that's going to be able to take action across your Chrome browser. It's going to be able to control that browser autonomously. It can navigate to different websites and even do things like fill out forms like a human would. On the Web Voyager benchmark, which is testing things like the computer use and copilot vision of these other agentic tools, Project Mariner achieves 83.5%. It is going to operate through a Chrome extension. So again, you're going to need to be on the Chrome browser. You'll have this Chrome extension. And essentially, it's going to take several screenshots for Gemini to then process of what you're looking at. It can only work on one active tab at a time. That's another small limitation. Much like Copilot Vision, it's going to have a bunch of safety limitations for things like sensitive information that could be being viewed or filled out or researched, things like making purchases, so entering credit card information or social security information. All of this will have significant guardrails around it. It's going to be able, again, to autonomously search the web for information and then continuously refine its analysis based on those findings, much like a research assistant would. And then it's going to compile comprehensive research reports. And it's these comprehensive, really well-detailed, very well-cited reports that are what make the deep research so powerful. And especially to prospective college students out there, what makes it a game changer for traditional education, should you say, much like Google was, I would imagine. And this is kind of a good segue into our final section. But before that, I just had to say that this is a huge push from Google and a huge return volley, if you will, from the giant when it comes to this AI competition between themselves and the other tech giants in the world right now. Google has somewhat been falling behind in many ways, definitely as far as at least the news cycle and the launch cycle goes and the shipping schedule with features. But this huge push into the agentic era of AI, while it may have taken a little bit longer to get off the ground, I think is really incredibly aggressive and impressive and a very competitive launch. And these agentic products and features look poised to be every bit as big a player as what Anthropic or OpenAI might have to offer. Okay, last but certainly not least, we are very possibly getting the answer to one of my burning questions that I've asked on this show before. And that question is, who out there in the world, again, outside of our techie freelancer, AI adopter, tech adopter bubble that we most certainly live in. I think if you're listening to this show, you should probably count yourself as a part of that bubble. What are they really adopting and using these LLMs for? For instance, who's actually using ChatGPT out there? And at least at this time of year, the vast majority appears to be college students, much to the chagrin of many in higher education, I would imagine. AI is absolutely affecting the way that these students learn, and more importantly, the way that they study. And this was really never made as clear as it was a couple of hours ago, as I record this podcast anyway, when students around the country were cramming and studying for their finals because it's that time of year, and ChatGPT went down and started experiencing an outage. And I haven't checked if that outage is ended or not, but I can almost guarantee you that the college students who have been studying for their finals with ChatGPT are most definitely checking to see if it's right back up or not, and are most definitely quite upset. Which makes sense. I mean, your most invested customers and users are likely going to be your most vocal. And I think for the sake of timing anyway, that customer base happens to be college students right now. But still, I couldn't resist discussing this spike in apparent user frustration among a very specific target audience. At the very least, I find it fascinating for what it means next for the next generation of people coming out of school. I almost said workers, but we talk a lot about how traditional work might not really be a thing of the future. So this next generation coming out of school, and again, maybe I'm looking too far into the future, but it would appear that the generation in college is willing and able to use AI in their work. If you're a college student listening to this show, hang in there. I hope ChatGPT is back up for you and good luck on your finals. I certainly don't envy you. Although if you are a college student who uses AI and happens to be listening to the show, I would be very interested in just discussing with you or picking your brain a bit. If that is you, shoot me a message or leave me a comment and we can talk about how horrible it was when ChatGPT went down during your finals. Okay, that does it for today's episode. If you enjoyed the show or found it useful in any way, please do me a favor and follow on Spotify or subscribe on your podcast platform of choice. A review on top of that would be even more appreciated and so super helpful to the show. Also, if you are watching on YouTube, make sure to hit that subscribe button and turn on all notifications so you get notified each day when the episode drops. Until then, and as always, thanks for joining me, and remember to stay curious, stay consistent, and keep navigating forward. Bye.